Joy Tactics.
Good morning, man. It's really good to see you. Let's get into Joy Tactics.
All right. Joy Tactics is going to be a great one today. I know I'm lying down, but my energy is going to be high as fuck, higher than ever. And Eric, how are you today, man? I noticed that you've been doing well.
I'm good, man. I slept really well. I got over fucking 4.5 hours of sleep. I woke up standing in the middle of my living room, not knowing how I got there, with my thigh really hurting. I think I pulled a muscle. And okay. I'm assuming that I woke up very afraid and ran over to my dog, who is laying on the couch.
That's amazing to hear, man. I can only assume that that has nothing to do with things that you're putting off in your life, spiritually, professionally, personally, or trauma-wise. So let's get into it. Today we're talking about plastic. Nothing's wrong with me, and I'm not lying down because my back hurts, and I can't say why. But let's just say, at my age, you got to be extra worried. That's for sure.
That's correct. Now...
yeah.
Now let's slow it down, man. We did our fucking joke, but now okay. I can be chill about it, right?
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that feels good. That was intense.
You got to do it for the algorithm. It's like the soy face. Yeah.
Do the soy face, man. Let me see your soy face.
I'm not good at it. Don't make me do this.
Yeah, do it, man.
All right, let me try.
That's nostalgic Latino.
Yes.
This is soy face.
Oh, really? That's what Mr. Beast does.
This is like you're at Disneyland with the milk, with the new Star Wars blue milk milkshake, and you're standing with your wife.
Can this be
and you've just
face?
Come in from Albuquerque? What's it?
The new Whole Foods beef jerky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is, how about this? Yeah.
Like, if you're wondering,
just got a new iPhone.
So right.
Yeah.
Soy can be many emotions.
Oh,
it's not. What?
This is the classic with the coffee mug.
Let's see this then. Oh, that is ape. What was it called? Digital apes.
I don't know that.
NFTs.
Oh my God. Those crazy fucking apes that took over Twitter.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Let me fucking listen to dubstep and get a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. And browse through my ape collection. My digital ape collection.
Digital apes.
So we're wondering, here's what's funny is we don't even know if Nate's going to join us.
That's true. I got to assume at this point he's not.
Because let's break it down for the listeners and just be honest about what happened. We woke up this morning having texted last night saying maybe tomorrow morning. Yeah. Right? You and I wake up. We're both down. Nate is down for the count asleep. I can see his location on Find My Friends. He's at home. So I have to assume
he's sleeping, man. Wow.
I have to assume he's sleeping.
He's way fucking sleeping, going so pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't sleep.
And so...
sleep is the cousin of death.
Dude, sleep is getting scarier and scarier, huh?
Oh, you think so? Hell yeah. I'm dreaming last night that I was on an airplane. Guess what happened to it?
Crash.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
Well, that's what happened. That's what...
What did the black box say? Did you ever figure out why it happened?
Well, I kind of got awoken up before... I got transported before it really crashed. It just was kind of going down. It was so spur of the moment, though. You know, I wasn't planning on flying and then whatever. Dreams. Everybody hates to talk about dreams.
I just have to say, every time I think about the idea that someone's actually gone down in a plane, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I can't quite believe it. And shout out to them for having to go through that shit. Because cannot be fun, man. Shout out to all plane crash victims.
Just shout out to them, especially the one in India who's
survived
and walked away. What the hell?
That shit.
Are you kidding me?
That shit's crazy.
If you don't have a fucking, I don't mean to make light of this situation, and I'm not.
Yeah.
But if that fool doesn't have an Edinburgh Fringe Festival solo show next year, he doesn't have real friends.
No, he doesn't. He needs to be pushed into a Hasan Minhaj style.
That.
I'm not saying Hasan Minhaj because they're both.
Hasan Minhaj.
Fuck. Cut it. Cut this.
All right. Beep.
Cut this.
All right.
I did see he just did an awesome new ad for Adobe Notes.
What the hell is Adobe Notes?
Oh, dude. Well, I'm going to have to send you this commercial. But he's basically doing this ad where he's like, I'm a comedian. And yeah, I use a lot of note cards. But what happens if I can't find my note cards? That's when I pull up Adobe Notes. And he's basically being a shill for Adobe, man. One of the most evil companies on
Earth.
Oh,
what? Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Loop me in on that, because I love Adobe products, except for the part where they've disallowed us to own them and forced us into a subscription service like it's pornography.
Right. No, that's what I'm talking about, dude.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Well, have you had a morning cup yet?
I had a Joe.
A brown cup?
I had a brown Joe.
Did you make it?
No.
You walked and got it with your back being all fucked up as it is?
Yeah, my back hurts. This sucks.
Wait, what are you doing today? Do you have plans today?
Do you know what my fucking plan is? Because I'm going on an emergency mission because my back hurts. I'm
to the chiropractor?
No. It's a chiropractor, by the way.
Maybe where are you from?
Talk later. So I'm going to Bath 88. Wall Street.
Holy.
I'm going to soak my back into the hot water. And then I'm going to float
in the pool? The pool
to relieve my life.
You should get a plaza.
Excuse me?
Get a plaza. Get one of those wet men, shirtless men, to smack the fuck out of you with leaves. Then here's what you do. Here's the certified bona fide way to feel better.
Yeah.
Do all that. Go get yourself a Baltic 6. That's the extra strong. Or Baltic, maybe it's called Baltic 9. That tall Russian beer. Then get the vodka ginger that's been soaking in ginger. Then get the pelmeni. Get the littlest little dumplings with some cheese or potentially beef. And then why don't you see how your back's feeling after that?
I can't imagine that would help.
Why, man? Giving your body pleasure and nutrients?
Isn't liquor basically attacking injuries like a...
You mean fortifying?
Fantastic Five.
And said the alcohol, just like if this was Osmosis Jones, which we love to talk about, the alcohol would go bloop down the throat, bloop into the tummy. Then it goes to fucking work. It sends some soldiers up to the brain. Then it sends some soldiers to wherever the inflammation is, and it makes you forget about that.
All right. Well, then I'll be getting faded today by myself.
Good. Good.
At 11 in the morning.
Damn.
On a Monday.
Oh, yeah.
How good.
How divine.
You know who has the best? People have been asking me this.
What?
Jack, what, in your opinion, is the best alcohol being used on a wound moment from cinema?
Oh, fuck yeah.
And so what? I'm ready to answer.
What's your answer?
Pan's Labyrinth.
What happens?
Must have done the beat, ho. Oh, man. What happens is that the general slices his mouth open.
Oh, yeah.
So he sews it up, right?
Of course.
Then he takes a sip of whiskey or something. Uh-huh. And you see it bleed out of the fucking wound.
Holy shit. Mouth. Guillermo, you sick fucking bastard. Thank you. Strange man. Thank you for being so strange and sharing your visions with the world.
Wow, you should be a reporter. If that's how you were behaving at the E! Red carpet interviews. Hello, Guillermo. I saw your movie, man.
Hi, L. Fanning. What's happening? I bet they would like that, man. They want a little switch up. Get me, please.
Uma Thurman. No. Well, her too.
What? Why were you so?
What did I say?
Why are you? Well, we have Uma Thurman now. Emma Stone that we're talking to.
Hey, come over here. We saw your movie.
Come out and play and talk about what happened on set. What was Crafty like? What was the friendship like with your co-stars?
How excited are you for the premiere?
The Japanese premiere. All right, man. Enough of this. Sorry. Let's get into plastic.
Okay. Ask me whatever you want. I'm not.
What is to the best of your knowledge, what is plastic and how is it made?
Plastic is a chemical compound which is derived from
oil.
That's about as far as I could speak. It's a hard
petroleum.
I would guess it's polyurethane. I would guess it's some sort of urethane, whether it's polyurethane, bi, mono. It's an abundant compound, cheap compound. But what the fuck is it? I'm not going to lie. What the fuck is plastic? Because there's a lot of types of it. Clear. Okay. Remember?
Plastic is made through a process called polymerization.
Well, fucking damn. Yeah, man.
Good job.